Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
Listen, now go is what we're going to be focusing in on. And there is a process to going. We are going to have our anchor passage this year. It's in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. We're also going to be focusing in on Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. But our anchor passage is going to be right here in Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 to 20. Here's what it says. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Guys, there is so much to unpack right here in this passage. Like, This is Jesus after he has been crucified, buried, and now rose from the dead. He's getting ready to now ascend back up into heaven. And he is saying these things to his disciples, to his followers. And if you have made a commitment to Jesus and you have said yes to him, you have asked him to like forgive you, you've repented from past stuff, and you've asked him to like now wash you in his forgiveness and to now be the leader and director of your life, guess what? You're his disciple. You're his follower. And these directions are to you as well. And there's a process that Jesus gives us to the go. He doesn't just say, now go, and leave us floundering, wondering, what, like, how do we do this? He gave us very clear instructions. In Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, here's what he says. Once, when he was eating with him, this is after he's resurrected, okay? So all of these things that take place after his resurrection, these are all him like preparing them, preparing us for what he's about to ask us to do. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when the apostles were with Jesus, listen, same word, apostle, disciple, okay? Same word, these are apostle, disciple, same thing. When the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to restore our kingdom?" And he replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know." Listen, how many of you ever like get off track when Jesus tells you something? Come on, I mean like, I'm seriously, right? Because Jesus talks to us in like this supernatural way, and sometimes it doesn't make sense to us. And these guys were no different. They still were like, okay, but like, you're still gonna like set up your kingdom here, right? You're still gonna like bring, like, you're still gonna bring like governmental order, right? Like, isn't that what you're doing? They got a little off track as he's giving them his instruction. And Jesus is so kind. He's like the king of redirect. And he said, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they're not for you to know." See how he just came very gently, like, listen, we're not going to talk about that. It has nothing to do with this, okay? "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Okay? So Jesus redirects them in their thinking. He doesn't get frustrated with them getting a little off track, just like he doesn't get frustrated when you and I get a little off track. okay, and don't understand what he's saying, we just ask him to clarify, and he does. But in these 8 verses in Acts, Jesus gives us 3 things that is needed in order for us to go, okay? There's 3 things in this passage in Acts that he needs you and I to do in order for us to now go effectively. Are you ready for the 3 things? Because I think sometimes we can think like, okay, bear good fruit is over. Woo, that was hard. Forward movement is over. Woo, that was hard. Now go, great. Great, now go. You ready for the 3 things? Obedience, discipline, and empowerment. These are the 3 things in this passage that Jesus is saying, listen, you need these 3 things in order to now go. If you want to be obedient to what God has called us to do, and what he's called us to do is now go, we have to put these 3 things into practice in our lives. We have to practice obedience, discipline, and empowerment. Well, how in the world do we do that? I am so glad you asked. Let's break it down. The first thing, obedience. Isn't that a fun word? That is so fun. Like, I remember, man, my kids would like cringe when I'd say, I would tell them to do something as they were growing up, and they would be doing their own thing or asking me why, and I'd be like, I just need you to obey what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking for from you. I just need you to obey what I'm saying. To this day, I think when I say that, like the word obey, my kids are like, ugh. Because it's not a fun thing. Obedience means doing things that sometimes we're not comfortable with. Obedience means doing things that maybe means that we don't get to have the fun that we thought we were going to get to have. Here's what Jesus said in Acts 1:4. Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he has promised. That's the first thing he said. Here's what obedience looks like right at this moment. See how great Jesus is? He didn't say like, you know, in 5 months, you're going to like just be ready because I'm going to ask you to obey this one thing. He's like, this is the first step of obedience. Wait. Stay right here. Wait for me. Be obedient. Listen, they didn't know what that looked like. When Jesus said, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he has promised, they had no premise of knowing what that looks like. Blind obedience is hard. That's where the trust comes in, right? I trust Jesus enough to know that he asked me to do something and it is for my benefit and his glory, so my answer is yes, right? That's what he's asking for, just like he told them, wait for the gift. They didn't know what that gift looked like. You might be sitting here like, I don't know what that gift looks like. He's going to tell you, but we have to wait. He also instructs us to teach others to obey his command. Look at our anchor passage in Matthew 28:20. Teach these new disciples. That means when we now go and we tell other people about Jesus, we bring them with us. Those are his new disciples. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You better write this down. You ready? We can't teach what we don't do. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I'm giving you. If you're not doing it, you can't teach them obedience. Right? If you're not where you need to be with God, if you are not walking in obedience to your identity, if you are not walking in obedience to what he's called us to and to sexual purity, you can't tell others. You can't teach what you won't do. Then he takes us to, I went to Deuteronomy verses 5, 32 to 33. Moses is talking to the people of Israel, and he's saying the words that God's giving him to say. So Moses told the people, "You must be careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God." Do you notice what he said? All. Not just the ones that fit into what you want to do. Not just the ones that fit into the lifestyle that's fun to you. Not just the ones that are convenient. All. Well, how do I know what? How do I know what his commands are? How do I know what he's calling me to? There's this entire book. There's this entire book that is filled with direction, commands for what it looks like to live a life walking in alignment with Jesus. You must be careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God, following his instructions in every detail. Stay on the path the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. In the English Standard Version, it says, "Do not turn to the right or to the left." How many of you know that there is a lot of distractions in our society? There are a lot of things that try to take our focus this way or this way when God's calling us this way, right? Our society is full of distractions that would try to get us to turn to the right or to the left and away from the path that God's calling us on. And it doesn't happen suddenly. It's not like people yank us off the path. It's the little small fade that takes our attention away from the one who is calling us. Stay on the path that the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. Then you will live a long and prosperous lives in the land you are about to enter and occupy. If you obey, then you will prosper. If you obey, then you will prosper. You can't prosper without obedience. The second thing he's calling us to, discipline. Discipline. How many of you just love that word? I do, because you know what? I think a lot of us have been, have had a misconstrued idea that discipline equals punishment. And that is not the truth. Discipline is a way of teaching us the proper way to behave. As a parent, it was never my goal to punish my children. My goal was to discipline them and making it so that when they went one way, it didn't feel very good. It wasn't comfortable. Discipline is a redirection of our thoughts, of our actions, of our lives to stay on the path that he's taking us down. There is action in the waiting and then the obedience. And that is where discipline comes in. I want you to know something. Jesus was only able to do what he did on earth because of his disciplined relationship with Father God. It would be very easy for us to say, well, of course Jesus led a sinless life. He's Jesus. Well, of course Jesus could perform miracles. Of course Jesus could raise the dead. Of course Jesus could cast out demons. He's Jesus. That frame of thinking, that thought pattern is blasphemous to who Jesus is. Because Jesus, while on this earth, was 100% human. and he operated as a 100% human in a disciplined relationship with Father God. He could perform the miracles. He could cast out demons. He could raise the dead. He could live a sinless life because of his disciplined relationship with Father God. You want to raise the dead? You want to cast out demons? You want to live a life that is not encapsulated by sin? Maybe it's time for you to head out to the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and fast. That's what Jesus did. Listen, discipline is not easy, but it's what Jesus called us to. As the disciples were waiting, they were seeking God. In Acts 1, chapters 12 through 14, it says, then the apostles returned to Jerusalem. Okay, so Jesus tells them, do not leave until you get the gift, right? And then he goes into heaven. So they returned from the Mount of Olives, a distance of half a mile. And when they arrived, they went to the upstairs room of the house they were staying. And then it goes on to list the names of the people that were there, okay? They all met together and were constantly united in prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brothers of Jesus. Do you hear what they did? They met together and were constantly united in prayer. Do you think it's important to meet together in a community of believers? Do you think it's important to meet together on Sunday mornings and worship together and hear God's word? Do you think it's important to meet together in life groups and grow together? Yes. The disciples met together and were constantly united in prayer. Do you think it's important to start your day in connection with the Father in prayer? Do you think it's important that when we see a person and they start talking to us about what's going on in their lives and you feel that prompting, that instead of saying, okay, well, I'm going to pray for you and walk away, we need to be devoted to each other in prayer right in that moment, right? They were constantly united in prayer. In Acts 2:1, it says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. There is a discipline to church attendance. There is. Church attendance is a discipline in our lives. And if we want to see the things that he is calling us to, we have to be devoted to our gatherings and devoted to our connection with him. We have to be disciplined. Discipline requires us to seek him constantly and to be attuned with his voice throughout our day. Discipline is part of obedience. Obedience requires action, and discipline requires consistency. You better write that down. Obedience requires action, and discipline requires consistency. Not just once or twice, not just when we feel like it. Discipline requires every day, every week. It requires consistency. And the last thing that Jesus said, he says, do this, wait, obedience, seek my face, discipline. Then he says, empowerment. Acts 1:8 says this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the world. Do you see what Jesus said right here? He didn't say, now go, and as you go, you will receive power. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you can go. Guys, if you try to go without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, you're going to fall flat on your butt every single time. You will. I've tried it. It doesn't work. It's exhausting. And it's from the effort of man and not Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit empowers us in a supernatural way that enables us to spread the fire of his good news to people around us. In order to go, we must receive the power from the Holy Spirit. We have to. The Greek word for power is dunamis. And you see this word in all parts of the Bible. The same word, dunamis, is used in Matthew chapter 28. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority, dunamis, in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples. This is what it looks like. Let me just give you a visual. Jesus is saying, I have all power. I have all authority. And then he says this, therefore, go. Therefore, go. There's an impartation that he gives right there in that calling. I have it, and now I'm giving it to you. I have it, and now I'm imparting it to you. Don't try to go without this. I have it, and now it's yours. He didn't leave us without giving us what he carried. That impartation of his Spirit is vital to us being able to now go. I want to read to you a quote from a book that I'm reading right now. It's called Intimacy with God. The author is Randy Clark. He's talking about this passage that we just read about Jesus saying, all authority has been given to me, therefore go. And it says, power in this context is a delegated authority from Jesus connected to the glory of God. Okay? When we receive from Jesus what he's imparting to us, it is for the glory of the Father. In order that then every person we come in contact with now is now being pulled into relationship with the Father, because it's the Holy Spirit that draws them to conviction. Now go. That impartation that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew 28 is the same impartation of authority and power that he offers to you and I. It looks the same. I'm going to invite the worship team to come up here. When we're waiting and we're obeying and we're being disciplined, just like the disciples on that day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit falls in power and baptizes us in power in order to do what he's called us to do. We can't go if we won't obey. We can't go if we don't have discipline. And we cannot go without the empowerment of Holy Spirit in our lives. But before we could do any of that, we have to be in relationship with Jesus. We have to say yes to Jesus. If you're in this room and you have not said yes to Jesus, like, you need to become his follower first.
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.